KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, MASC's weekly radio show, MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids, all ages, all stages, including prevention of at-risk behaviors. MASC is now a 21st year. In February, we'll be starting our 22nd year, and we just now hit 50,000 families that have reached out, attended our programs, called our helpline over the 21 years since MASC began. MASC is available for people to call in, describe whatever issues you may be facing with yourself, your loved one, and we are a referral agency. We offer parent support groups. We're in the yeshivas. We do staff training in the schools. We have interns that sit with the girls and the boys, male and female yeshivas, where we're doing elementary age prevention work with the students, talking about bullying, socialization issues. All mental health issues are being addressed. So if anyone wants to call our confidential number, maybe you want to write our number down, it's 718-758-0400. Again, maybe you want to write it down for yourself, for the future, a neighbor, a friend, a loved one, maybe someone you sit next to in shul that you can help. 718-758-0400 from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We have our radio shows are all posted on our website, maskparents.org. And if anyone wants to partner with the MASC organization, please make your end-of-year donations. Be our partner. Help save lives. Help get these young people that need rehabs and they can't afford the cost. Please donate on our website, maskparents.org. Tonight I have with us two amazing women that started an organization in May. I'd like to welcome Yael and Rivka from Yedei Moshe. Thank you for being on with us tonight. Thank you for what you do for the Klal.
My pleasure.
Rivka.
Great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so Yael and Rivka, let's talk about Yedei Moshe. For my listeners, can you tell us a little bit about the organization, please?
Okay. Yedei Moshe was started because there, both of us kind of saw that there are a lot of teens who are out of school for whatever reason, be it mental health issues or some other reason that school is just not working for them at this point. And what tends to happen, as I'm sure many people have seen, is that after kids are out of school for a while, they need something to do, and there becomes kind of a vacuum in that area, and then they can get into all kinds of things that are not great. And so our goal in creating this organization is to try to help teens who can't be in school by finding employment for them that will build self-esteem and skills.
And you started in May, the organization. How many young adults have already been successful through your organization in being placed for jobs?
Rivka, do you want to take that?
Yeah, we have about 30 youth and or parents that have reached out to us, so people can access our website, yedeimoshe.org, yedeimoshe.org, and there's a place for employees, and that's our youth ages 16 to 24 that can fill out information on the website. So we have more than 30 that have already filled it out, and we're working with them. Yeah, we'll go through some of the training that we do, and we've already placed 5.
Amazing. So you're able to do your intake on the computer, get all that information, and then afterwards you interview and speak to those possible clients.
Right. So, yeah, first step is we would do a phone screening just to make sure that, you know, we could potentially help the person. And then we would meet the teen and if their parent, if that makes sense, and, you know, meet them in person and get a sense of who they are, what their strengths are, what they struggle with, and try and find ultimately if it makes sense for them to be working at that point, which we'll also screen to see, you know, whether there is another possible educational option for them. But if we see that at this point that that's not possible, then we will try to match them with a job that is appropriate for them.
And can you tell us the ages that you work with, please?
So as of now, we're doing 16 through 24.
So a 16-year-old isn't successful in school, drops out or is asked to leave school, or for whatever reasons, I'm not going to name all the different reasons that could be, and they then contact Yedei Moshe, and you will work with yeshiva liaisons to try and get them placed first in a better school environment that they that they're coming from and may not have succeeded. And if that doesn't work, that's when Yedei Moshe goes to the next level and then tries to place them in a job. So with that being said, can you describe what you're seeing out there from these young adults? What's going on? What are they sharing? We know what the parents are sharing. I want to hear from your angle what you're seeing, what you're hearing directly, what they're struggling with, these young adults.
That's a good question. I kind of find that it really varies. It's hard for me to kind of, you know, from the people we've seen anyway, you know, to say, oh, this is a pattern, it's this that's happening, you know.
I'm not actually asking for a pattern. I just feel by discussing it in a way where you're going to describe some of the clients you've been successful with or some that have approached you and you were not able to yet place them, that may then make a parent say, hey, that's my son. Maybe my son should be calling, or that's my daughter,
right.
And maybe,
sure,
you know, they could help. So that is why I'm asking.
Okay, so I would say, you know, attention deficit disorder, anxiety, learning disabilities, and then, you know, some history of abuse. So those are some of what we've been seeing. You know.
And from the time that they make the first call and filling out the application, like, can you go through the process time-wise until you feel that, okay, now we have enough information and now we're going to try and find the right job or the right, you know, placement. So how many steps are there prior to being ready to go to work?
So the first the person fills out a form online, then they'll have a phone screening.
That happens within usually 24 hours from when they fill it out. We do a phone screen.
Wow, right. Great turnaround time.
We try. And then there's, you know, we do call references just to get a sense of, you know, who we're working with. And then the in-person interview would take place as soon as we can arrange that. And after that, we would put our heads together to try to think of, you know, do we have an existing position that's available? If the person, you know, is appropriate for work and wants to work, you know, do we have a position available or do we need to try and think of, like, who can we call? What can we do? How can we create something that fits this person? So,
and once they're in that process, they then meet with our business consultant to work on interview skills. So once they meet the social worker, they get turned over to the business aspect of it, where they are provided with interview skills, job etiquette training, sexual harassment training and awareness, and that preps them for the interview. And then we try to set up the interview. And after it happens, we encourage the youth to reach out to the employer directly and get feedback on how it went. And we also get feedback so that we can share it with them. But if it doesn't work, we put them at another interview. And if it does work, we help them write, you know, a thank you letter. And then y'all could talk about the process once they're successfully placed, how the social worker then steps back in to ensure success.
Wow.
Right.
Sounds like you're really holding their hand, trying to educate them, train them, giving them the tools they need so they can be successful. You said social worker. Can we talk a little more about that? What is the social worker? Is only a limited amount of sessions that works with them, or does that social worker, after they get a job, still continue with them?
Right. So after the placement, my job would be to be in touch with both the employee and employer to see how things are going, to troubleshoot, to, you know, just kind of be part of the process and really support both of them, because, you know, as issues come up, both will need support, and, you know, kind of hold their hands through the first stages. And then, you know, maybe as needed, do regular visits as things seem to be working better.
And at any time, does the social worker, whether it's you or another social worker, suggest that they possibly would benefit from having their own social worker after the job placement is already in place?
Oh, I mean, definitely, you know, probably most of the people we see are already in therapy. You know, my role is just kind of around the job-related issues, but, you know.
Excellent. Uh-huh, very good. That's great, really great. Sounds like you really have it set up unbelievably. You really are there to hold their hand, walk them through the process, again, offering them the tools, the guidance, and not just as a job interview placement company, but more having that piece with the social worker available to them and looking at the whole picture and being involved with the parents if they're underage. That's huge. And, of course, you're working with MASC so that we could help the parents when they're stuck, frustrated, hurt, angry, let down, not knowing where to turn about when their child is let go out of a school, et cetera. It's a hard pill. I'm using the word pill, and we're, you know, we don't do drugs here or alcohol, so I'm not sure I should use that word, but no pun intended, to swallow for a parent. you know, getting that phone call, your child is not welcome back in our school, in our yeshiva, or a child waking up one morning and saying, I'm done, I'm not going to school anymore, I'm just going to get a GED and get a job. So I want to thank both of you very much for starting Yedei Moshe. I want to wish you the best of luck. And before we sign off, I'm just wondering, what message would you like to leave our listeners with?
I would say, you know, I just want anyone who could benefit from this service to know that it's available and that we are here, and we want you to reach out, and we want to be able to help you because we know how hard this can be.
And we really want to thank you, Rahama, for all the work that you're doing and for partnering with us and having us on your radio program. Thank you.
I mean, thank you both. And we have with us Yael and Rivka from Yedei Moshe. And would you like to give out your number or your website address so that they can, my listeners can reach out to you?
Absolutely. It's yedeimoshe.org, YEDEIMOSHE.org. And an employer can fill out an application on our website, and employees, which are our youth, ages 16 to 24. And the turnaround time, as we said, is very quick. Within 24 hours, we will call them back to screen them, and hopefully we can help. And if anyone wants to make last-minute donations, they can also do it through our website. Thank you.
Tiskula Mitzvahs to you both, and continued success. And, of course, you know, MASC is here to help you and all those families out there that are struggling with this age group that really feel lost, afraid. Really, some of the people have gone through very hard times and want a chance. So any employer out there listening that's willing to mentor a young adult that wants to, you know, have a job, please call me. Let me know. Let me help you. Get online. Fill out a form so that we can help save someone's life, because being without a job, being without a school, not being accepted just brings depression, for some anxiety, and goes down to drugs, alcohol, gambling, and on to a very lonely, negative lifestyle. So let's try and help out Yedei Moshe to get those jobs coming in and get those families, those young adults, a job to get on their feet so they can have a healthy life and make good choices and be mentored by people that are good businessmen, so, or business women. So anyone out there that has a job available, please contact us or go on to yedeimoshe.org. Thank you for being on with us tonight, Rivka and Yael. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Good night. Wow, what an amazing organization, Yedei Moshe. And now I have on with us Mr. Shuli Halpert from Gesher Yeshivos. Both Mr. Shuli Halpert and Mr. Moshe Rosenthal started their organization. We've had Mr. Shuli Halpert on in the past more than once on my radio show. I want to thank you again for being on with us tonight. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Thank you very much for asking me to come on again, especially on such a very interesting and a very today topic.
Yes, very important. We've all accepted that, unfortunately, there are young adults out there being asked to leave the yeshivas, and for whatever reason, they choose not to go back to schools. But there's another piece we need to address, the topic of the parents sometimes being burnt out from getting so many phone calls over the years, whether it's a child with ADD, learning disabilities, and they're just pulling through elementary and into high school, and now they get a phone call, or the child at 16, 17, 18, whatever stage they are in schools, says they don't want to go back to yeshiva, and they want to go to work. I wanted your take on it, and what possibilities, besides just throwing in the towel. I want to have that conversation with you, Mr. Halpert, on do we throw in the towel, do we just let the kids go to work, and if we are ready, we've exhausted every other possibility, then there's somebody like Yedei Moshe that can help these young adults.
Okay, so as I've mentioned to you and even on the radio on numerous occasions, we have to treat every single boy or girl as an individual case, and you can't give recommendations or suggestions to parents or even mentors, anything like that about a child without actually meeting them. You have to meet the child, figure out, you know, what their good points are, what they're struggling with, in order to figure out what the next step should be. Unfortunately, over the last 10, 11 years, certainly I've come across cases where kids have been out of one yeshiva into another yeshiva, and let's not minimize the total frustration. We always talk about the parents' frustration. Imagine the frustration of these kids who are being sent away many times for good reason, but for whatever reason, they have their struggles, and this is the way they're acting. And sometimes it reaches the point where you say, you know what, maybe if we could find him a job that he would be interested in or she would be interested in and try to catch up scholastically at a minimum whatever we can in the evenings or on Sundays or whatever, it might be a good idea. Just the thought that there is an organization where the teenagers or young adults can go to see if they can find the kind of job that will give them the push and the drive to want to work, if not a whole day, a 9 to 5, a 12 to 6. It's amazing the positive results that these kids show when they feel they're accomplishing something in society. Now, that being said, we have to make sure that this child or this teenager or young adult is ready for the workforce. You know, they're walking into a workforce thinking about, well, it's sort of like yeshiva. If I feel like it today, yes, and if not, not. They need to understand that the workforce is a totally different environment. You have to be on your toes and ready to do what you took an obligation for the full time period that you were hired for. Once they realize that, that makes a big difference. But of course, we need to fill in their evening time also. If the boy, let's say, is on a level that we could get a Rebbe, a mentor, an older, a big brother, to learn with him an hour, 2 hours a week, a half hour a day, whatever the time limit is, I've found so many times that when these kids connect with the right person, it's not only that they have an achrayus to go do something at night, they want to go to learn. They may spend only 15 minutes out of an hour actually learning, but they're talking with their mentors and with their friends, big brothers, whatever they are, and they're starting to feel much better about themselves. So parents need to understand that. They also need to understand, which I understand, Ruchama, you spoke about earlier on this show, that if a 14-year-old comes home one day and says, that's it, I'm chucking school, I'm ready to go to work, parents can't just say, you know what, just the fact that he'll be out of the house all day will make it easier for me. You just can't do that. As hard as it is, you got to realize 99% of 14 or even 15-year-olds have no idea what that word means to go to work, and it doesn't work. They can't get up in the morning. They don't show up on time. It's not fair to anybody who was nice enough to offer them a job to put them in a position where the kid is going to fail. So like I said, every single one is different, but it could work out great because unfortunately there are kids today who reach 16 and a half, 17, 17 and a half, and that's it. They just can't, they can't go back and try another school. It just won't work.
Well, Mr. Halpert, it's always wonderful having you on the show. Geshe-li Yeshivas, for my listeners, do you want to give out your number, please?
Sure. I can be reached at 917-692-2702. Again, 917-692-2702. This is for school placement for boys, for girls of any age that are either struggling in school or having trouble finding another school to go to, or are preparing themselves for entrance into high school or Beis Yaakov High School or into Misifta.
Thank you again for being on tonight. Thank you to both you and Mr. Rosenthal for Geshe-li Yeshivas and always being there all hours of the day and night for these families. You're a businessman, Yesh Koach, taking out your personal time for helping the Klal. And I want to remind everyone that maskparents.org, you can listen to our previous radio shows. You can be our partner and donate online. Please, maskparents.org. And again, for a referral, 718-758-0400. I want to wish everybody a lovely evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Thank you very much again, Mr. Halpert. Good
Thank
night.
You, my pleasure.
Hi, this is Shalom Augenbaum, licensed psychotherapist and alcoholism and substance abuse counselor. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. on my new show, Therapy Talk, which focuses on all issues related to mental health. So, whether it's about addictions, parenting, relationships, family, spirituality, or trauma, you've got questions? Let's talk about it on Therapy Talk. With me, your host and psychotherapist, Shalom Augenbaum, Thursdays at 7, WSNR 620 AM and WJPR 1640 AM.
When you're traveling overseas and need reliable, efficient, and affordable cellular phone service, do what I do. Use TravelCell. When I was in Europe, in various countries, TravelCell worked beautifully. They have the best rates in town. They have a full-time staff in Israel to assist you. They have the latest technology from kosher phones to iPhones, SIM cards, MiFi, lower rates than your own carrier in the United States, and also clearer and faster than your service. They have the fastest internet around at best prices. So for students, family plans, if you're going to Asia or Israel, no matter where you're traveling, TravelCell is for you. They also have unlimited plans at incredibly low rates. Call them at 877-CELL-PHONE, 877-CELL-PHONE, or 718-382-6500, online at TravelCell.com.
Crayola experience in Easton, PA is closer than you think, with 25 exciting hands-on attractions for a full day of family fun. Save the Adventure Lab from colorful trouble. Climb a two-story playground. Turn your coloring page into a 4D adventure. Name your own crayon. Watch how crayons are made, and so much more. Make colorful memories that last a lifetime at Crayola Experience.
Get your discount tickets today at CrayolaExperience.com.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.
TCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.